Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. I think every one of us has, at some point or another, known somebody that's involved in some type of court case. We see legal commercials all the time. And I got to tell you, it's somewhat like politics. I can never tell what the truth is. So today we have a special guest. His name is Alex Krecha. He is the owner of the Krecha Law Firm. He's does a lot of things among all the things he will describe. He does some personal injury. Alex, welcome to ABQ Connect. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I also want to thank you because you're coming alongside us and this ministry to support the programming on KNKT. And as soon as I heard that you were going to be doing that, I had already been looking for an attorney to kind of explain this situation to us. Alex, tell us about your law firm and what is your personal story and how this all started.
Sure. Been here in Albuquerque for 20 years practicing law, and started out working at a law firm here in town that primarily worked with insurance companies mm-hmm. and trucking companies. Mm-hmm. Defending those types of cases, did that for about 3 years, and then was just really disenchanted with the whole system. I saw a lot of people that were treated poorly, they were minimized, and they didn't get the justice that they deserved. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the hard part of what I do is that I just deal with so much pain and suffering. And so I decided I wanted to do something about that. And I wanted to take what I had learned about working for these insurance companies and really start trying to help people that were here in Albuquerque, here in New Mexico, here in my community. I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to do it the right way. I wanted to do good work, and I didn't want to cut corners. And so I went out on my own, hung a shingle. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that now for 17 years.
And it sounds like it's working out great. Alex, I shared something with you off air that I want to try to set some framework. You've already mentioned that you're really working with people that are hurting. I mean, their hearts are aching, their bodies are in trouble, they've had injuries, they may have had deaths. I mean, all kinds of things to break a heart. But I wanted to start with just the attitude that I shared with you that I had. I was involved in a little court case, went on for 3 or 4 years. And I frankly drove my attorney nuts because I was expecting, the people that wronged us to apologize. And I've been a Christian a long time. I've had to apologize. I've done things wrong. I've had to stand up and give an account, and I about drove my attorney nuts with him just finally trying to, he sat me down and he just said to me face to face, he said, Jim, our courts are not designed for you to experience repentance. You're going to get reimbursed for what you deserve, but it's a negotiation. It's a business deal, and that's how you have to approach it. But Alex, I had to have that coaching. Do you give that type of coaching to your clients?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, what you'll find is that your experience is a very typical experience. And that is that if you're dealing with a big corporation against you or an insurance company against you, they're not interested in anything other than money. Hmm. Okay? They're not interested in whether the person that crashed into you and shattered your pelvis was right or wrong. They're just interested in trying to get out of any responsibility in the cheapest way possible. And that's a very hard pill to swallow.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And I can hear it in your voice. That was hard for you. It's hard for all of my clients, especially the ones, you know, I had a case, and I just think that I'm actually really saddened by it and sick to my stomach. I represented a young man who was working for a company up in Santa Fe a few years ago, and they had an explosion. And he was horrifically burned over the majority of his body. Second and third degree burns. Terrible. The pain and suffering that this young man went through, it defies explanation. And yet here he was, sitting with me in my office, in pain, clearly, and seeking hope. You know, he really wanted somebody to help him. His life was in tatters. And, you know, ultimately, we worked on his case for several years. There were a lot of very difficult legal issues, and there was a settlement. Well, that same company just had another explosion. And that's heartbreaking to me.
Yes.
Why couldn't they learn? Why couldn't they learn from that? And here they are, two more young men burned horrifically, their lives forever changed. So did they ever give an apology? No. Mm. And to make things worse, they went out and they just did it again. Mm. And that's what I really... This is the first time I've had that happen in 20 years. Usually companies, they do something wrong, they realize it's wrong, and they change their processes and they change their systems because they've been held accountable. That's what we try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hold people accountable so they don't hurt other people again. And that just happened, and it's the first time in my career, and I'm just heartbroken over it. And now there's two more young men laying in a hospital right now fighting for their lives, and all of it avoidable. Guaranteed, all of it avoidable. And so, just, you know, the apology is one thing. I find that my clients, the ones that we can help, they take great solace in knowing that no one else will ever be hurt again. And unfortunately, like I said, it's the first time in 20 years I've seen this, where it happened again. I don't know the facts of the second explosion, but I can't imagine that they're that much different than the first. And I'm heartbroken by it, genuinely heartbroken by it. Because if you've ever seen someone with burns, it's one of the worst injuries you can possibly suffer.
Yes. Well, and Alex, calculating damages and stuff in the process of all of this, you're also helping your clients get medical attention. And
absolutely.
To have those bills paid, and then they're out of work and they're not able to have an income, so you're working on a stream for that. Tell us all that, if you can summarize for us all that goes into it, because you're not just trying to work on that final settlement, which can take some time. You're working through all of the processes, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I have a belief system in my practice, and I'm looking for clients that have a similar belief system, and that is, when there's a wrong, it should be righted. We need to make things right, and we need to fight for people to help them make things right. And a lot of times it's David versus Goliath. You know, it's a family that's been torn up by a terrible injury that was avoidable or preventable, and you have Goliath. You have these multi-billion dollar companies and insurance companies that, again, they're not in the business of caring. They're in the business of making money, which is understandable. Look, we all have to make money. We all have to survive. We get that. But there's a right way to do things, and there's a wrong way to do things. And so what we often find with our clients is that they are feeling lost. They need someone to help guide them. The system is complicated. Obviously, I went to law school, and I've been practicing law for 20 years, and it would be no different than, you know, if I was having heart palpitations, I would go see a cardiologist. I wouldn't try and go it alone or go it on my own. It's too important.
Mm-hmm.
So we do help people. We help people find treatment. We help people figure out how they're going to survive during this downtime. We have so many people that either they've lost a spouse, husband or wife, and now they don't have that income stream. And maybe you have two or three kids, and you're at home, and you're wondering, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to keep a roof over our head? I've lost someone who I love. I've lost my spouse, and my children have lost their father, they've lost their mother, you know, these are all terrible, terrible things, and just dealing with the loss by itself is hard enough. But when you're in a situation where you're dealing with an insurance company or a corporation against you, it's an adversarial process. And so what we try to do is we try to help guide people, we try to help shepherd people, we really try to show our clients what the ultimate end goal is, what's reasonably available to them, what a reasonable expectation is, and ultimately it's our client's decision on how they want to proceed in the case, and it's my job to help provide my experience, my know-how, and my knowledge to hopefully get you back up on your feet and functioning again. I'm never going to be able to bring back your dead spouse. I'm never going to be able to unsever your spinal cord, but I can help. I can do the next best thing, which is help you fight this fight, help you get back on your feet, help you pay your bills, help you get medical treatment. It's a very complicated system, and doing it alone is just not feasible.
We are on the phone this afternoon with attorney Alex Krecha, the Krecha Law Firm. Alex, how can people get in touch with you as they listen to us this afternoon? They may want to call you or reach out to you via your website.
Sure. We're here in Albuquerque, so phone number is 505-766-9999. And you can also find us on the internet at thekrekalawfirm.com, thekrekalawfirm.com.
Alex, I want to say also, I'm a retired banker, and you are actually, as I look through the way you provide services, and I want you to kind of go over cost of initial consultation and stuff, but the way I read what you do is you make a substantial investment because you believe in the cases that you take for your clients.
That is absolutely 100% correct. When you call us, we'll interview you over the phone. We'll talk about what happened to you or your loved one. We'll discuss where you are currently in your life with your injuries, your limitations. And we're selective. I'm not trying to pick on any of the guys that you see when you turn on your television relentlessly all day, every day, or the ones that you see when you drive down the road and you look at all the billboards. I mean, you'll see a lot of law firms trying to get your attention. This is my opinion and in my perspective, most of them are, they're playing a numbers game. They need to get as many clients as they can get to pay for all that advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I do look at this like a David versus Goliath situation, and I look at this in a way that we're teammates together in this. I want to understand you. I want to understand your dynamic. I want to understand who you are as a person, what you believe in. I want to meet your family. I want to know what your life was like before it was changed, and I want to know what it's like after. So when it comes to that, I think the difference that you're going to find between me and most of these other folks that you're seeing on the billboards is I'm here in Albuquerque. You're going to talk to me. You know, if we vet your case and it's one that I feel I can help you on, you're going to come into the office and we're going to sit face to face and we're going to get to know each other. You know, I'm not a guy who's in Phoenix running advertisements here in Albuquerque. You know, you're going to get to actually meet me and deal with me. And I'm going to be, I'm going to be very selective about what I can do and can't do. And I do that because, as you were saying, I'm investing my own time and my own resources and my energy into you. And that's energy that I could be giving to another deserving client. So I'm not going to just take every case that rolls in the door. I'm not going to do the mass advertising. And you can bet that if you come in and we sit down and we talk and you believe in me and I believe in you, then we're going to work together.
We are on the phone this afternoon with attorney Alex Krecha, the Krecha Law Firm. Their phone number is 505-766-9999. We're going to take a quick break, Alex, and say thank you to a couple of our sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some common mistakes people can make that can actually ruin their injury claim. And then you've got several guarantees that you make to your clients. We're going to talk about all that when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Michelle Garcia Holmes, and I approve this message.
Babies in New Mexico are aborted up to their date of birth. Some of these babies are born alive during the process. Our community needs to stand strong against this horrible act. This is not health care for women. This year, I'm voting for pro-life candidates like Michelle Garcia Holmes, who's running for Congress. Michelle Garcia Holmes will stand strong for life, and she will stand up for all New Mexicans' rights.
Paid for by Michelle Garcia Holmes for Congress.
Every day, children and teens will find themselves in the foster care system.
Because their parents can't take care of them.
Because of abuse or neglect.
They'll find themselves
scared,
angry, alone.
As a Christian foster parent, you can open your heart and open your home to a child or teen in need.
You can change a life.
To learn more about Christian foster care, call the Bear Foundation, 505-888-1362, christianfostercare.org.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
My father-in-law passed away about 4.5 years ago, so the house went through probate, and we needed to sell the house after we got done with probate. So I introduced Dom to my sister-in-law, Gloria, who lived up in Denver, and she felt very comfortable with him and him handling the sale of the house. We had a buyer almost immediately, but it fell through after several months of negotiations. We did a lot of improvements on the house, and so that fell through, and Dom immediately had another backup buyer, and the house proceeded to sell very quickly after that. We closed. Dom handled everything so smoothly and professionally. It was fantastic.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644. 899-4644.
Se habla español.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are on the phone this afternoon with Alex Krecha. He is a local attorney in Albuquerque. Want to emphasize, as he has done already, that Alex is local, been in Albuquerque for 20 years, and he's going to take care of your case when you call the Krecha Law Firm. Alex, what can we actually do when, you know, there's some personal injury thing? What, can we actually make mistakes that can ruin our case?
There are mistakes that can be made that can definitely hurt your ability to get full and fair compensation and justice. And that is, this is what I always tell people when they come in to meet with me for our new consultation and when we're talking. The reason that you would hire a lawyer, me or any other lawyer, is obviously you're not a lawyer and you're not in this system and you don't know how to deal with insurance companies or go to court. Mm-hmm. And you know, the good lawyers do know how to do those things. And what I try to give to people is the ability to free themselves up from having to worry about those things, the insurance companies, the court process, you know, dealing with another lawyer who's against you, and free you up so that you can focus on your own health, your own recovery, and your family, and doing the things that are important to get your life back on track. And so that's really what the biggest mistake I see people make is not take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Not get the medical treatment that they need. Not go to get medical treatment, because I'll tell you, that's what an insurance company is looking at. They're looking to see if you're taking care of yourself and you're going to your doctor appointments and you're getting medical treatment. So many of us, you know, we put off our own needs, we put off our own pains, we put off our own aches, because we know we're responsible for others and we have to care for others, whether that's our children or maybe our elderly parents or, you know, other people in our community that we care for, and so we don't take care of ourselves. that's the thing that I see is the biggest mistake that most people make, is they don't go to the doctor and they don't take care of themselves. And that does ultimately end up hurting you.
Well, we, on this program every day, we're trying to teach people how to, you know, eat correctly and how to sleep correctly and how to, you know, allow their faith to help them not worry as much as they do. I mean, we're talking about all those things without having interjected some personal tragedy. And so you really not only are acting as an attorney, but you really have a ministry with these people.
I want to have that. I want to have that connection with these people and with my clients, and I want them to feel like they are going to be taken care of and that they're not going to have to worry about things that they shouldn't be worrying about. They should be worrying about their health and their family and, you know, and their community.
Alex, I had on my little list of questions here. I always try to ask my people I interview, especially when they're in business, what kind of separates you from the pack? But then I ran across this on your website. And by the way, your website is very informative. I want to give that out again. It's called thecrecalawfirm.com. So that's thecrecalawfirm, thecrecalawfirm.com. A lot of valuable information, and you have six guarantees that you try to make people, and it doesn't cost anything for them to have an initial consultation with you.
It does not cost anything. Again, you know, typically people call and we have an interview process over the phone, and if we can help you, then we will invite you to come in and have a face-to-face meeting. If we feel that we can't help you for whatever reason, we're going to let you know that we can't help you, and we're going to refer you perhaps onto somebody else who might be able to help you. And there's a lot of different reasons why we might not be able to help people. Again, I'm going to say that we're different from the guys on the billboard or the ones that you see on television, because we're not going to just take everything that walks in the door. We vet cases. You know, you know, in our society, we've heard for countless years about frivolous lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be associated with frivolous lawsuits. I don't want to be associated with anything that does not have truth or reality to it. And so that's why we're very careful about who we work with. And we want to make sure that when I meet you and you meet me, that there's an understanding there that I'm here to help you, and that what you have going on is real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not frivolous. So I think that's one big thing that differentiates me and my firm, my team, is that you're going to get to know us. And for lack of a better term, we're probably going to end up, you know, being like family to you. These lawsuits take time. Jim, I heard you say you were in one for 4 years.
Yes, that's right.
Right. And so, you know, so we're so used to watching television and seeing lawsuits resolve in the span of one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not how it works. Unfortunately, I wish it was, because then we could provide relief to people a lot faster. It is a long, drawn-out process. They can take anywhere from a year and a half to 4 or 5 years. So you're going to get to know us in that time, and that's why I think it's so important to choose a lawyer that you feel comfortable with, that believes what you believe, that will work to protect your best interests, versus going into an office where you're one of thousands of clients and you're not even dealing with a real lawyer. You're dealing with someone who, you know, is just a clerk, an intake clerk. And I think that's the biggest thing that differentiates us. And you'll see the guarantees on my website. The first one is that you're going to actually meet with a real attorney. And believe it or not, these big guys that advertise and have a lot of them, not all of them, but especially the ones that aren't in town, you're never going to see these people. You're never going to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't live in Albuquerque. They don't know your case. You're just another number to them. So that's my first guarantee, is you're going to get to meet me, you're going to get to meet my team and my staff, and that, I think that sets us apart. You know, we have a second guarantee. If we don't negotiate, settle, or win your case, we don't get paid a fee. And that's part of the whole reason why I want to meet you and know you and make sure that we're going to work well together, because I'm giving you my time for free and my staff's time for free until, you know, we get to that point.
But Alex, I apologize for interrupting, but
sure,
nothing you do is free. You're either paying for it or the client that you are litigating against is going to end up paying for it, but you are footing the bill for your clients until you
Absolutely.
Win. And I need people to understand, just from my perspective and as a Christian, that, you know, you are making an investment on their behalf and you're giving them good counsel and you are, you know, funding. I know this in my own experience. There's court costs. There's costs for your time. You're taking care of your family, but you're not putting that burden on your clients that are already dealing with tragedy and already dealing with pain and injury. You're really taking care of them. And I want to make sure that our listeners understand that you're making a really big investment. And, it can take some time, but that's all just part of the care that you offer.
That's exactly right. And again, it comes back to belief, you know, that there's right and wrong in this world. There's good and there's evil in this world, and you have to pick a side. And I believe that rights, you know, that all wrongs should be righted. And so that is a driving force in what I do and what I believe. And I want to have clients that understand that and have the same belief. Because we are going to be working on it together, and I am going to be investing my time, and I'm going to be investing my own money into you and your case. So, again, it goes back to, I want to believe in you, and I want you to believe in me. And if we can't get there from the very beginning, then we shouldn't be working together.
Yeah. Again, you can get in touch with Alex Krecha at thekrechalawfirm.com. Their phone number is 505-766-9999. And, Alex, I'm hoping here in future weeks, maybe after we get through the election, by the way, I'd kind of like you to teach this right and wrong thing to our politicians. Maybe we'll get a little speaking engagement for you once we have the election over. This whole election stuff is just driving us all crazy. But as we get into mid-November, we'll plan on having you back on. And I will always get emails from our listeners. And, again, my email address is jim@abqconnect.online. If you have questions for Alex that you'd like to have him answer at a future time that are just questions on the radio, please email me. You can always give us a call as well at 338-5790. But it'd be really great if you have a case, you want to find out the merits of it, you want to really meet an attorney that cares about you, give Alex a call at 505-766-9999, thekrechalawfirm.com. Alex, thanks for the time today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
We'll look forward to talking to you.